This is Ozarks at Large. As the death toll in Arkansas rises due to COVID-19, religious leaders are following strict CDC and state guidance for last rites, funerals, and burials. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich gives us this report.
Father Jason Tyler, pastor of St. Joseph Catholic Church in Fayetteville, has lost members of his congregation to COVID-19 this year.
I personally have celebrated, I think, 4 funeral masses for people who have died of COVID-19. We live stream now all of our funerals, or at least we offer that to the family if they want it.
His parishioners who died from COVID were cremated, he says, with the exception of one individual who was quickly buried, a memorial service held after. As parish priest to over 2,200 families, Tyler also delivers extreme unction to the dying.
Extreme unction is based on the Latin name, but more commonly we say anointing of the sick. The hospital has been very good about arranging things, and they give me all the gear that the doctors wear. So the bunny suit that covers most of my clothing, shoe coverings, 2 pairs of gloves, an N95 mask, a face shield that goes over the mask, a hairnet. I go into the room and I say the prayers that are involved with the anointing as far as I can be from the bedside. And then at the actual moment of anointing, I don't even dip my thumb into the oil. Instead, I have a little cotton ball that I'll take with me now. I dip that into the oil. So the cotton ball then I use to touch to the person's head and hands. And usually, you know, by hospital guidelines, it has to be pretty close to death before, you know, I'm allowed to make that visit.
In contemporary Roman Catholic tradition, when a parishioner dies, the local funeral home prepares the body for burial, which may lie in state during a holy mass.
My name is Sam Radwine. I'm the cantor and spiritual director of Congregation Eitz Chaim of Bentonville. Eitz Chaim has been around since 2004, and we are one of 3 synagogues in Northwest Arkansas.
No members, Cantor Redwine says, have died during the pandemic, although some have lost extended family to the virus. Death preparation and burial rituals vary based on Orthodox or Reformed Jewish tradition. According to Jewish law, the body of the deceased must be washed thoroughly, either by family or funeral home staff, prior to funeral arrangements.
What's happened with most communities and what happened with us, I can tell you, is that the attendance would be limited and it would be very private because most people are really very wary of having large attendance like that at a funeral. And then we have what's called Shiva, which is a period of mourning for a week afterwards where people gather in the house. So rather than do that, people will gather online in virtual gatherings.
Surrounded by so much sickness and death, Cantor Redwine says the pandemic has elicited deep discussion among his congregation.
There's really an overwhelming principle of Jewish life, which is called pikuach nefesh, which means the preservation of life. And in Judaism, one does what one needs to preserve a life. There's an old tale from medieval Europe where there was a cholera epidemic, and it was determined that people had to eat on Yom Kippur. And of course, the eating of food on Yom Kippur is absolutely forbidden. And the rabbi, when posed a question, he said, "You will eat on Yom Kippur because of the preservation of life that caused." So really, by extension, that's really what's going on here, is that the Jewish community is very mindful of the singularly importance of life, and that's what we choose to maintain.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Imam Abdullah Isolki conducts prayer at the Islamic Center of Northwest Arkansas in Fayetteville in late May. Since reopening, he allows only 50 to gather inside the mosque at a time, masked and distanced. The rest attend virtually.
The good news and the glad tidings is that no one of our community ever tested positive. Even when they come to masjid, they bring their prayer mat with them. We sit 6 feet apart, and also we wear masks.
The mosque operates a regional Islamic cemetery in Lowell, which so far has accepted the remains of one individual from Missouri who died due to complications of COVID-19. Islamic end-of-life purification and funeral rituals are decided by family, he says, and facilitated by religious affairs mosque personnel.
But because of this pandemic, we already declared we cannot be in any burial or any funeral. That creates a lot of worries about people, in people's heart, and it's difficult.
Imam Abdullah Isoki says we haven't crossed the river yet, referring to the pandemic. So he wants everyone listening to take precautions.
And we pray that the Lord will protect all members and all humanity until this wave of sickness move, so people will go back to normal where they share happiness together and share grief and sadness together.
Daryl Ezell is inspector and investigator for the Arkansas Insurance Department's Funeral Services Division.
Of course, in a time of death, we as human beings, we want that intimate contact with each other and touching and hugging. And sometimes you can't stop that at the cemetery. But the funeral directors have really done a wonderful job in the state of stepping up to make sure that all these guidelines are met and to keep everybody safe.
Funeral home staff that have direct contact with human remains, he says, are having to take extra precautions during the pandemic.
Personal protective equipment that's provided to funeral home and mortuary staff is the same that's provided to those in a hospital setting. And hospitals have done a really good job of identifying COVID bodies as far as tagging them and whatnot, so that funeral staff know what the cause of death was and that, hey, you might want to be a little extra careful on this case.
Because certain religions require family members to wash the body of loved ones prior to burial, if documented with COVID-19, extra precautions have to be taken, Ezell says.
They'll offer those people the protective equipment and let them know that, hey, you know, this is a COVID-positive body. And basically leave it up to them if they want to participate. But the funeral homes and mortuaries have been very accommodating as far as religious preferences and practices during this time.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned that those who touch the body of someone who has died due to COVID-19 may risk contracting the virus or spreading it to others. The CDC offers guidelines for grieving families, funeral homes, and religious leaders during the COVID-19 pandemic. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.